Charlotte Yates is making history at the University of Guelph by being the first woman chosen as the school's president and vice-chancellor. After a highly competitive search, a release from the university says the appointment was approved by the university's Board of Governors, on the recommendation of the Presidential Selection Committee, and announced on August 17 by Shaneen Bruder, chair of the Board of Governors. Yates will be serving a five-year term. Dr. Yates is a proven and skilled leader who has demonstrated effectiveness during challenging and complex times, and who believes passionately in the vision and mission of the University of Guelph, says Bruder, who chaired the Presidential Selection Committee, in the release. In a tweet, Yates says it is an honor to lead a university that is helping build a better future for Canada and the world. I am excited to advance the work currently underway to ensure that the University of Guelph continues its mission to improve life. Last August, Yates was appointed president on an interim basis after Franco Vaccarino's term and through the COVID-19 pandemic. She previously served as U of G's provost and vice president, academic, and as dean of the Faculty of Social Sciences at McMaster University, where she was a faculty member in the Department of Political Science and Labor Studies program. The release adds Yates as a nationally recognized expert on labor issues and the Canadian automotive industry, whose contributions have been recognized by leading academic organizations including the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council and the Canadian Industrial Relations Association. Since working at U of G, Yates has been involved in the development of many critical school priorities, including indigenization, strategic planning and external relations. Dr. Yates's knowledge of the university and broader sector will allow her to focus and act strategically on critical priorities, says Bruder in the release. She is deeply committed to our students, staff and faculty and has a strong connection with the university's external constituencies. Her experience, vision and dedication make her the right person to lead U of G during this pivotal time and into the future.